This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the United States.
Hey, Johnny, it's good to be back on the podcast with you. Today, we are taking a look at some really interesting moves to end out what was a very volatile week. I think an easy place to start in terms of market movement was the economic data as well as the earnings. So we had PCE numbers that came out this morning, and they came out year over year a little bit hot. That being said, I've got the S&P 500 pulled up, and we are near a high of the week, which is, you know, kind of surprising considering we had some mixed data. You know, had cooler GDP numbers earlier this week. But again, it proves out in terms of the stock market specifically what the market really has been caring about, which is earnings. So if we take a quick look at some of the big reporters from this week, we could start with Google, which of course, Google is a massive company, and it had a really rockstar earnings report. I've got it pulled up here. What you can see is that earnings came out better than expected, both on the top and bottom line when talking about earnings and revenue, and a big jump on share price there. But that's not all. We also had Microsoft, which reported, came out really, really strong as well, and the market really liked this, because remember, where the leaders go, or the generals here of the army here, if you think about the stock market as just a bunch of, you know, troops and generals, the generals are going to be your big names like Microsoft and Google and Meta and things like that. And where they go, again, the rest of the market generally, not always, but generally follows. So again, we had some good earnings, and that by itself seems to have gotten the market a little bit excited here as we go into the weekend. Now, back to that data in terms of the PCE number, what we're left with in regards to the dollar index here today was a strong jump up here on the US dollar. I've got the 4-hour chart pulled up. We could see on here that the dollar index had a big jump here in the last few weeks, a little bit of a pullback recently, but today's news, or today's hotter than expected inflation, shoots things up. Now, expectations are still, when I last look at the FedWatch tool, still targeting around a September rate cut. And before we continue on with the dollar index, let me just reference that this hot inflation read doesn't change the story for the overall rate cut story. And the stock market kind of likes that, right? As long as rate cuts are still on the horizon somewhere, we could see them in the distance, the market can still be excited about them. But with the dollar index, timing matters a lot, right? Higher for longer, any signs of hotter than expected inflation prints are going to put pressure on certain areas of the market. So when we talk currencies for a moment, what we can see is that, you know, if you take a look at the euro against the dollar, it gave back some of its recent gains. We're now trading around 1.0695 at the time of recording this, and tagging that resistance on the daily chart right around current levels. Let's see how price reacts to that going into next week. Should be interesting. Same thing with the pound against the US dollar. You know, we've retested a key level on the daily chart for technical traders. Keep an eye on that 1.2540 level. We've tagged that area and now seem to be retreating slightly, at least at the time of recording this. So if we do continue to see inflation pressures sticking around, right, and we're not seeing that inflationary number come down, which I think a lot of market participants were looking for today, if we don't get any signs of that, the dollar may continue to be dominant relative to its peers. Another big one is the dollar yen. For the currency traders out there, that dollar yen is going crazy. We're at 157.72 just about at the time of recording this, and that is just a crazy movement. I mean, from the lows of around March 12th, March 13th, we are talking about a pip movement of 1,121 pips. That's a significant movement higher. Now, what has caused all this? Well, a big chunk of it is, of course, the strong economic data out of the US and inflationary pressures that remain. That's the obvious part. But then there's also the Bank of Japan. Specifically, the yen lost a lot of value relative to the dollar recently, because their central bank remains relatively dovish and can't seem to get a hold on, you know, their yield control, yield curve control, and trying to buy back their own bonds. You know, that effort that they've been on to try and strengthen the yen against the dollar in recent months and even years has been a struggle for them. We thought for a long time on the podcast, we were talking about this 152 level where it seemed pretty clear that the Bank of Japan would try to hold things at that level in terms of an exchange rate. With the recent data and this breakout here, it does seem like that may not be the truth. And now with dollar yen continuing to fly higher, a lot of people are just kind of abandoning the idea that the Bank of Japan can really control anything in this marketplace. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one as we continue forward. If we take a look at gold, gold is also on its way up overall in the daily charts, had a crazy run so far this year. I think if we go from the start of the year until now, we're up, somewhere in the neighborhood of 12-13% year on the year so far, which is a pretty impressive move for gold. I do think that with an election year ahead of us, concerns about inflation sticking around, but if that economy cools down as well, that could also be another factor. That's an environment in which gold and commodities could continue to look strong, especially, when we talk commodities. Gold might benefit from slowdown in the economy because people would get a little concerned, scared, and maybe run for a safe haven. But if that economy stays hot, what I'd say is keep an eye on more industrial commodities like silver and copper and platinum and oil, right? Because if you have a hot economy scenario as well as sticky inflation, those are areas that can be very interesting. Whereas gold might be the most shiny out of the bunch if you get a scenario in which inflation is hot, but economic data starts to cool. We call that environment a stagflation environment. And as we've talked about on the podcast before with that topic, that's where gold can have some of its big super cycle moves. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. By the way, another environment to compare that to could arguably be around the 2008 Great Financial Crisis, when recession scares were everywhere, but at the same time, people were, wondering how much the Fed was going to print in terms of currency to try and save the day. That scenario with a lot of uncertainty mixed in can make for some interesting environments for gold itself. So I'd say keep an eye on that one for sure going forward. So the stock market again, up on the week, but still down from its previous highs. We're not making all-time highs this week, which is a change of pace as of the last few months. It seems like every day we'd make higher highs and break the record, but not so much recently. Despite some pretty good earnings this week, we do still we're left off with the problem of higher for longer might be the new reality, and that's going to cause investors to start wondering, is the Fed going to make a mistake? Are they going to keep rates too high for too long? And is that going to lead to a recession, which we know recession is terrible for corporate earnings. The consumer can get really hurt. But so far, the consumer seems to be hanging in there pretty good. We did hear from Visa this week. Earnings from them showed, strength in the consumer. So that coupled with retail sales, overall, the story is still okay for the consumer. People are employed. So I'd say the environment for stocks overall looks optimistic, but the question remains, will the Fed make a mistake by keeping rates higher for longer? Will unemployment start to crack? Will the consumer start to crack? These are questions that investors will continue to ask. And next week is a big week as we prepare for the FOMC statement and press conference. That's going to be taking place on Wednesday, May 1st. It's the biggest week or biggest event of the first half of the week. And then, of course, we get that Friday jobs number, which, as I've just illustrated how important jobs data is right now, will be really key to seeing what the market does next. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on today's podcast. I hope it was helpful to you. And remember, we will be back every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Keep you guys covered with what's going on. Thanks, Johnny, and we'll see you next time.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.